traffic from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
In the Shelton area on Highway 106 eastbound near the Purdy Cutoff Road, intense rain has caused some downed trees that are blocking the eastbound lane, so try to avoid that lane for the time being. And in Fife, the right lane of I-5 northbound near exit 136 will be closed for road construction. This will be in effect until 7 a.m. starting right about now. And in Seattle, that illegal burn on Westlake Avenue has been extinguished with all lanes free. Your next update at 10:14. I'm Max Tucker, Como News.
Now your Como forecast with Abby Iacone.
After dealing with super soggy conditions earlier this afternoon, just isolated showers late tonight into early tomorrow morning. We could be talking about a couple of pockets of fog early Saturday's overnight temps bottom out in the upper 40s to the low 50s. I do think that tomorrow we will be dealing with mainly quiet weather, mostly cloudy skies, primarily dry conditions, only isolated showers out over the higher elevations or perhaps the coast. But a lot of heavy rain returns late Saturday and into Sunday. Get ready for some minor isolated urban flooding. I'm meteorologist Abby Iacone in the Como Weather Center.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good evening, I'm Bill O'Neill from the Como 24-7 News Center. The King County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deadly shooting in the White Center area. We're told a total of four people were shot near 16th Avenue Southwest and Southwest Roxbury. At least two have died. Detectives now trying to piece together what led to that gunfire. One of the Tacoma police officers charged with murdering Manny Ellis in March of 2020 did not go before a judge as scheduled today. Details now from Como's Ryan Harris.
Attorneys for Christopher Burbank filed what's called a notice of limited appearance, which means they will only represent him at certain hearings. They told the judge Burbank needed more time to put together money for a lawyer and to find one to represent him, so the judge gave him 10 more days. After the state attorney general charged the officers, Ellis's mother, Marcia Carter Patterson, called for change from local and state leaders.
I want to see these gangbangers in the police department that wear these rings and get points for killing. I want it stopped.
Burbank and Officer Matthew Collins are charged with second-degree murder. A hearing for Collins was canceled. Officer Timothy Rankin is charged with first-degree manslaughter. Ryan Harris, Como News.
While your plants will love the forecast on tap this weekend, Como's Charlie Harger spoke to meteorologists who say Sunday could be the wettest June day in a decade.
It's the old Pineapple Express, something we usually see in these parts in the winter, but not in June. Meteorologist Joe Boomgard-Zagrodnik of theconversionzone.com tells us it'll be wet and humid.
This air mass is probably going to be the most moist one that we've ever seen in June around here.
It's basically a fire hose of water headed our way from the tropics up to an inch of rain, so a Sunday soaker and a bad hair day, too. You may not want to bother with a blow dryer. That's because Joe says we could be in for the most humidity we've seen in the past decade. He and other forecasters say Tuesday could be interesting, too, with a strong chance of lightning and thunder. Charlie Harger, Como News.
A lot of prizes from Washington's shot-of-a-lifetime drawing are going unclaimed. More from Como's Jeff Pogula.
If you've gotten the COVID vaccine, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes. Prizes such as cash, Xbox consoles, gift cards, and more are being given away as an incentive to get people vaccinated. Joshua Johnston is the assistant director for the Washington State Lottery.
We're really trying just everything at our disposal to really reach people so we can give away all of these prizes.
Unclaimed prizes will be recycled into the following week's drawing. He says winners will be contacted by phone and have 72 hours to claim their prize. Jeff Pogula, Como News.
Gonzaga University joining the list of schools that will require students to prove they are vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to participate in campus activities in the fall. Gonzaga President Thane McCullough making that announcement in a message to the university community. The spokesman review reports the requirement includes students in programs split between in-person and online activities, but not to graduate programs offered exclusively online. More companies and businesses are reopening their offices as more people in our state get vaccinated, but doctors point out roughly one-third of people 16 and older have not started the vaccine process. That has cities like Puyallup rolling out their own incentive programs, according to the city's public affairs officer, Eric Johnson.
Hopefully this can move that needle in the right direction. How much will it move the needle? We're not sure, but we hope that we can move the needle.
Puyallup will team up with local restaurants to pass out gift cards at its vaccine sites. Sound Transit bumping up its light rail service frequency. Starting tomorrow, trains will arrive every 8 minutes at peak commute times, every 10 minutes on weekends, every 15 minutes late nights. Sound Transit says with traffic congestion getting worse, the benefits of Link Light Rail will only keep growing. And the Seattle Kraken have announced the name of their new bar and restaurant at the Kraken Training Center. The 32 Bar and Grill is located at the facility in Northgate. According to the team, they wanted to honor the number 32 as 32,000 fans made it possible for the Kraken to become the NHL's 32nd franchise. This comes after the Kraken Bar and Lounge in University District sued the Kraken over the use of the name. In response, the team said it would change the name of its bar and grill. Time to check in at the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. In Atlanta, the Seattle Storm beat the Dream 86-75. And the Seattle Mariners opening up a baseball series in Cleveland tonight, losing 7-0. The M's coming up with only two hits. Northwest soccer fans are in for a late summer rivalry treat. Como's Bill Swartz explains.
Sounders FC and O.L. Reign announce a soccer doubleheader March Sunday, August 29th at Seattle's Lumen Field. The Reign normally play their home matches at Tacoma's Cheney Stadium, but will travel north to take on the rival Portland Thorns at 4 o'clock. Then at 7:30, it's Major League Soccer between first-place Seattle Sounders and Portland Timbers. Head coach Brian Schmetzer fired up about two times the I-5 rivalry.
I mean, here you go. We've got a double helping of, you know, the best rivalry in North American soccer, sports, whatever you want to call it, between Portland and Seattle. So I'm pretty fired up about it. I'm looking for 6 points that day from the right teams.
That would be for the Seattle clubs. By then, COVID health and safety guidelines could ease, allowing for much larger crowds. 5,000 tennis fans in Paris were allowed to stay past 11 p.m. curfew at Roland Garros Stadium to witness top seed Novak Djokovic defeat the king of clay, Rafael Nadal, in four sets. Djokovic now faces Stefano Tsitsipas in the French Open finals. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.